Let's open in prayer. Heavenly Father, as we look into your word tonight, I thank you for that which you've placed within my spirit. I thank you for the ability that you've given me to chew on your word, to digest it. And now, Lord, I'm asking that you allow me to speak it with clear understanding for those who are going to be hearing, both here and over the internet. Lord, it's a topic that I think is appropriate for the times in which we live right now. So, Lord, I thank you for your anointing. I thank you for preparing the hearts of my brothers and sisters. Thank you for the spiritual ears you've given them to hear. And allow your word to go forth and accomplish what you desire to accomplish. And we give you all the praise and all the glory in Jesus' name. Amen. I knew what the Lord wanted me to share tonight, but I always like it when he confirms what he wants me to share. And he's confirmed it twice. He confirmed it about, well, whenever I got the email from CSC with the prayer request. That was the first confirmation. And when Dan and Tanya walked in tonight, Tanya said something that confirmed it again. So I'm going to read a passage of Scripture, and then we're going to take a look at something. I had two titles. I didn't know what the title was going to be until I walked in, and Pastor Mark says, "What's the title?" And, well, let me read the Scriptures first. Go to Isaiah chapter 40. Because on the prayer request that went out, the Scripture was Isaiah 40:29. It says, "He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength." And I want to start in verse 28 of Isaiah 40. It says, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint." And in Pastor Mark, when he was ministering on Sunday, I'm going to go to it. I just want to read something here that he referred to. You don't have to turn there. It's in Daniel when he was talking about verse 25. It says, Daniel 7:25, "And he shall speak good words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High." See, the enemy is wanting to wear us out. He's wanting to wear you out. He's wanting to wear me out. He's wanting us to get tired. He's wanting us to give up. He's wanting us to faint. Title tonight, it's time to soar. It's time to soar. And the verse that the Lord had me focus in on, because I've looked at this verse before, we all know it, Isaiah 40:31. "But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. There's four things we want to look at here tonight in a lot more detail. Number one, wait. Number two, mount up the wings. Mount up with wings. Shall run and shall walk. Now, before I go into this teaching and what the Lord's given me, the Lord never puts anything in Scripture out of order. But when we look at verse 31, the Lord said, I want you to look real close at verse 31. Because he says, shall renew their strength, they shall mount up with wings as eagles, they shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. What's wrong with that? Usually we walk before we run. He's saying run, and then he talks about walk. We're going to look at that a little bit later. But it's interesting. That's not a mistake. God didn't make a mistake when he said we're to run and then we're to walk. There's a reason for it, and we're going to look at that. So, the Lord said, I want you to go and learn some things about eagles. Eagle is the bird, the national symbol for the United States of America. It's recognized as one of the strongest, most powerful birds to take flight. But I'm just going to read some things I found out. Eagles are able to soar without flapping their wings. They have to learn this in order to conserve energy. Because an eagle will die if they expend too much energy flapping their wings during flight. We sometimes, and we get so weary because we're flapping our wings. We're trying to make things happen. And as we look at this eagle, we're going to learn some very important things about this scripture and those four things I said we want to take a look at. Because the first thing we're told to do in that scripture is wait. It says, they that wait upon the Lord. I don't need to see a show of hands, but we don't like to wait. We don't like to wait. But in order for you and I to be able to soar, we need to learn to wait. We need to wait upon the Lord because just as an eagle cannot soar, they cannot soar. This is what one of the commentaries I looked at about eagles. The eagle's ability to soar is done by waiting on what is called thermal winds to come upon their wings. Okay? It says the eagle will sometimes wait for days before they can catch a good, strong thermal wind. That thermal wind is important because that thermal wind is what picks them up when their arms are out, when their wings are outstretched. That thermal wind, they have to wait upon that thermal wind because if they start flat, they'll die. It's too much energy they have to exert. Now, what is a thermal updraft? God is so good. A thermal updraft is created when there is heat on the ground that sends a billow of air rising upwards. In Scripture, we see heat and wind in Acts chapter 2. Turn to Acts chapter 2. Because There's a valuable lesson here in the waiting that corresponds to these thermal winds that the Lord was showing me. Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as a rushing mighty wind. And it filled all the house where they were sitting. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire, and it set upon each of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave utterance. We have a mighty wind, and we have the fire. That's what causes the eagle to soar. See, when we wait on the Holy Spirit, that wind, that rushing mighty wind that comes upon us, there's something that happens. What are the wings of the eagle? What can we compare them to? Our faith. Our faith. Because you know what? We have to reach out. We have to reach out. Well, that's what the eagle does when he spreads his wings. Just reaches out. But he's not relying upon himself. When we reach out to God, we're reaching out knowing that we've been baptized with the Holy Spirit and we have that ability to rely upon and hear from the Holy Ghost to show us how to soar. We can't soar. We don't have the strength to soar. But the Holy Ghost does. The Holy Ghost allows us to soar. And I wrote this down. Just as an eagle has to learn to fly on thermal winds, we have to learn to fly on the power of the Holy Ghost and not on our own power or our own might. I always get in trouble when I try to rely upon my own strength. And you've heard me say this before, and my wife always reminds me, have you prayed? Have you talked to the Lord? Are you relying on that still small voice to speak to you? Because it's necessary. See, we have to have enough faith and belief in the Lord to take flight with the Holy Ghost. Because the Holy Ghost is wanting to lift us. The Holy Ghost is wanting to empower us. The Holy Ghost is wanting to take us higher. Now, as I said, the eagle learns to soar by using thermal currents of air. And what happens is when they have little eagles, the little eagles don't know how to fly. And the mother eagle will get the little eagle to the edge of the nest. And that little baby eagle will sometimes fall off. It will put its wings out, but it just keeps falling because it doesn't know how to catch that thermal wind. So being the good mother it is, the mother eagle will fly underneath it and let it land on its and carry it and teach it how to soar. Well, guess what? Those who are mature in Christ, we can do the same thing with one another. Because you know what? Not all of us are at the same point. But when we see someone starting to, we can go underneath them and lift them up, the same as the eagle does in teaching the young eagle how to soar. Now, when we flap our wings, we are vigorously exercising our faith through works. We do that. We're just trying to make things happen. We're trying to make things happen. just like that baby eagle's trying to fly. Those wings of an eagle are not made to flap. They're made to stretch out and rely upon that uplifting current. We're to rely upon the Holy Spirit to lift us up. Now, this was interesting too. The eagle has tail feathers. And the tail feathers are used for landing and maneuvering. They stabilize the eagle, and it says is actually used like a brake when landing, just like an airplane. It tilts back and forth, up and down, depending upon the need. Well, you know, the Holy Spirit will do that in our life too. It'll slow us down, tilt things up to speed us up. See, God's analogy of the eagle and what He wants us to be, there's a lot of similarities. Because He's wanting you and I to soar. And see, the enemy is wanting you and I to get so tired and so worn out and say, this is just too tough. But it's not too tough. Because when it gets too tough, and I know this is why the Lord has been speaking to this body regarding praise and worship. Because when it gets too tough, you know what we really all we really need to do is lift the hands out. Lift the hands out. And all of a sudden, those lifted hands or those wings, like an eagle, starts to get the current of the Holy Ghost. We start praising and worshiping God. And then all of a sudden, we go from feeling like we've been beaten down, we're defeated, and now we're in a higher realm. Because that's what an eagle does. An eagle has the capability of soaring way up. Some of the commentators said anywhere from 15 to 20,000 feet. They're able to soar. They soar above the storm. They soar above the clouds. They soar above the rain. What are they doing? When the storm is going on, they're looking down on the storm. And see, that's why the Lord says it's time to soar, because we so often are looking at the storm rather than lifting our hands up, beginning to praise Him so He can lift us up above the storm and see the circumstances through His eyes. Because see, eagles have some very unique characteristics. One is they have very good eyesight. They have extremely good eyesight. And the other thing I found about eagles, did you know they have two sets of eyes? They have, was it two sets of eyes or eyelids? Eyelids. They have two sets of eyelids. Okay, one of them comes up because when they start to soar, the wind and the current that they're going into will actually damage their normal eyes. But these other little eyelids come over them to protect them, and it causes their vision to become even greater. They can see for miles from high up in the sky. Now, one of the things about the eagle is because of their great eyesight, they like to dive down and get fish because they can see the fish below the surface. So this one person who was describing eagles His title was Eagles Are Master Fishermen. What are we supposed to be? Fishers of men. See, when we allow the Lord, and we allow the Lord to cause us to soar, we start to see that lost people out there that the Lord says, the harvest is ripe. Because we're now not looking at the situation and the circumstances. We're looking at lost souls. We're looking at those fish that need to be saved. So, as an eagle is a master fisherman, we should be master fisher of men. Okay? And the Lord gives us two sets of eyes and two sets of ears also, doesn't he? Our natural eyes and our spiritual eyes. Our natural ears and our spiritual ears. And when our natural ears become more keen, I got so many notes here. Yeah, this is it. This is what I was looking for. Thank you, Lord. Their eyesight is so keen that they can spot another eagle soaring 50 miles away. They can see another eagle 50 miles away soaring. I said, that's interesting, Lord. Do our spiritual eyes see other brothers and sisters soaring? Or are we just looking at the storm that we're going through rather than going, ooh, I want to be over there. Ooh, I want to be over there. They can see other eagles soaring over 50 miles away. Why does the Lord want us to soar? Why does he want us to take us to a higher place? Because guess what? Where is Jesus seated? He's seated in heavenly places. He wants us to raise our level of how we see things. Because depending on how you're raised, how you're grown up, how I was raised, how I was grown up. We have things that we've seen with these natural eyes that has lowered our faith and our belief and our trust in God because we're not sure God can do it. And the Lord is wanting us to, he's wanting to take us to higher ground. He's wanting to get us on that thermal draft. He's wanting us to trust the Holy Spirit and allow the Holy Spirit to show us how to go up to that place that God wants us to be. He doesn't want you and I to settle. The enemy not only wants us to settle, but he wants to get us so tired and so beaten down that we just throw up our hands, but it's not to catch the wind of the Holy Ghost. It's to say, I give up. That's not the Lord's plan for your life or my life. It's to lift us up to that higher ground. Okay. Here's one of the things they said about eagles. I'm like, oh, Lord, this is going to step on some toes. Eagles never eat dead meat. Eagles never eat dead meat. I'm like, Lord, what do you want me to say about that characteristic? He goes, we have to be careful what we eat. We can eat things that are not beneficial to our spiritual growth. The eagle won't do that. The eagle will not eat dead meat. The eagle will not eat something that is not good for itself or for its young. And the eagle, there are some eagles, when they come out of that nest as little eagles, they don't learn how to fly. And the mother has to let them go and crash on the rocks. I mean, that doesn't sound like a very nice mother. But we sometimes, the Lord allows us to crash so we can learn and see our stubbornness and see that. Because all that little baby eagle has to do is just put out its wings and learn about the updraft, the thermal draft that lifts it up. But you know what they do? They flap those wings. That's what we do. We flap our wings. And we just keep diving down. The Lord says, don't dive any further. Lift them out, lift them up, and let the Holy Spirit begin to cause you to ascend or soar to higher ground. That's where He wants to take us. He wants to take us to higher ground. And I'm going to read something here. And then I'm going to look at some other things in this passage of this verse. I ran across this story. It was kind of sad, but it has a good ending. There was a couple by the name of Chuck and Nancy Missler. And they tell a story about a wounded eagle that was rescued by a kind farmer. He found the bird in one of his fields and so took it home, tended to its wounds, and then placed him outside in the barnyard to recover. Strangely enough, the young eaglet soon adapted to the habits of all the barnyard chickens. He learned to walk and cluck like them. He learned to drink from a trough and peck the dirt for food. And for many years, he peacefully resigned himself to this new life on the ground. Just remember what I'm reading here, because the Lord showed me an analogy here. But then one day, one of the farmer's friends spotted an eagle and asked, "Why in the world is that bird acting like a chicken?" The farmer explained what happened. Even so, the man could hardly accept the situation. "It's just not right," said the friend. "The Creator made that bird to soar in the heavens, not scavenge in the barnyard." Now ask yourself the question, are you scavenging in the barnyard or are you ready to soar? So he picked up the unsuspecting eagle, climbed onto a nearby fence post, and tossed him into the air. But the confused bird just fell back to earth and searched for his feathered friends. Undaunted, The man then grabbed the eagle and climbed to the top of the barn. As he heaved him off the roof, the bird made a few half-hearted squawks and flaps before falling into a bale of hay. After shaking his head a few times, the eagle then made himself comfortable and began mindlessly pecking at the pieces of straw. The friend went home that night dejected and could barely sleep as he remembered the sight of those powerful talons caked with barnyard mud. He couldn't bear the thought. So the next day, he headed back to the farm for another try. This time, he carried the eagle to the top of a nearby mountain where the sky unfolded in a limitless horizon. He looked into the eagle's eyes and cried out, "Don't you understand? You weren't made to live like a chicken. Why would you want to stay down here when you were born for the sky?" As a man held the confused bird, he made sure the eagle was facing into the brilliant light of the setting sun. Then he powerfully heaved the bird into the sky, and this time, the eagle... What did I do with the rest of it? Oh, no. Well, this time, the eagle opened his wings, caught the wind, the updraft, and flew off and began to soar. That was the end of this story. And I left off, I didn't copy a page. But that's how it ended. I remember the story. But see, this is a very good story for you and I as Christians. Because the Lord sees us as eagles. He sees us as eagles, and he wants you and I to soar. Or are we acting like a chicken walking around a barnyard, clucking and pecking and getting manure all over our feet? When he's saying, "No, I want you to soar." And I like what this friend of this farmer said when he said he looked into the eagle's eyes and cried out, "Don't you understand? You weren't made to live like a chicken." And God would say, "Don't you understand? You were made to rise above those storms. You were made to soar to higher ground. You were made to be able to look down on the storms and the situations of life, just like the eagle." See, when we get in those situations, the Lord really wants us to wait on Him. Because in those situations, He wants us to wait on Him so that He can come underneath us and lift us up. He doesn't want you and I to be flapping our wings. You know, it's like the little gerbil in the cage, just spinning its wheels. Just spinning wheels. And I know when I get very weary, I have to reassess what I've been doing, because a lot of times I've been spinning my wheels. I've been flapping my wings. And thank God for helpmates. Because the Lord always uses other people, but 90% of the time, He always uses my wife to jerk the slack out of me. And she doesn't have to say much, but what she says will cause me to reassess what I've been doing or haven't been doing. Have I been overflapping my wings? Have I been overdoing things that really have no... They really don't further my growth and trust and reliance in the Lord. They're just... They look good. People would say, oh, that's a very godly thing to do. And a lot of times it's not godly at all. It's just flapping our wings. You know? Now, when I first started, I brought up the idea that this looks like it's out of balance when you have run and then walk. But it says, I want to read verse 29 and then I'm going to go to verse 31. See, this is kind of what that farmer's friend said to the farmer and to the eaglet in verse 29. Hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is he weary? That's basically what this guy was saying to this eagle. Why are you acting like a chicken? And why are you walking around the barnyard like a chicken? And God is saying, I'm the everlasting God. I'm the God, the creator. I'm the one who formed you and made you. I didn't make you to be a chicken. And when I said that the first time, Lord goes, if my people will just understand, I didn't make them a chicken, all fear of man would go immediately. Because he didn't make us to be chickens. He made us to soar. He made us not to be afraid. Eagles are not afraid. They are very powerful, confident birds. And they know what they're created to do. They're created to soar. You and I are created to soar. Not be walking around going, bah! That's not what we're created to do. We're created to soar. But in verse 31, it says, mount up with wings as an eagle. Go over to Ephesians 2:6. I want to read a passage of scripture there. Ephesians 2:6. And hath raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. One of the translations has raised us up, and it says to soar into heavenly places, to soar into heavenly places. See, when we mount up, when we just extend our arms and allow that Spirit of the living God to lift us up, we begin to soar into heavenly places. Then it says in verse 31, they will mount up as wings as eagle. They shall run and not be weary. Go to Hebrews 12. Go to Hebrews chapter 12. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set us before us. See, we're in a race. God has placed us in a race. And we're to run in that race with patience. That's another word we don't like. We don't like patience, and we don't like waiting. But you know how you learn patience? By waiting. You can't learn patience without waiting. You know, you pray, Lord, teach me to have more patience. And you go to a store and you wait in line for 2 hours, and normally it takes 15 minutes to go through the line. So, he's saying they shall run and not be weary. He's saying we're in a race. We're in a race. We're running in a race. Okay? And if a marathon is not a short race, you have to be patient when you're running in a race. Didn't say you're sprinting, because if you're sprinting, we'd do it real fast and be over with and be done. It's not what he's talking about. He's talking about running in a race. And then in Colossians, go to Colossians. Chapter 2. Verse 6. As ye have therefore received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. See, when we enter the race, and we enter the race to run there in the race, and he allows us to soar and takes us up to those heavenly places and allows us to be able to look down on our trials and tribulations, we're now walking. We're walking with the Lord. We're walking with God. That's why he said run and then walk. Because we enter the race, we have to run for a while, but then we get to a place where now we're walking with God. We're relying upon God. And he's lifting us up. He's taking us to higher ground because that's what he desires to do. Okay, Lord, let me find that. You reminded me of something. Here it is. Thank you, Lord. An eagle's nest. Where does anyone know where an eagle's nest is built? High places, but it's usually in the wilderness. It's usually in the wilderness. And it says, this is done so the mother can safely raise him up without any type of harm coming to them. In the same way, the Lord will sometimes build up his eagles in a wilderness type setting. When Jesus was tempted by the devil, where was he led to? He was led into the wilderness. He was led into the wilderness. Was Moses in the wilderness? 40 years, right? See, as powerful as an eagle is, and the eagle has the ability to soar, if we're going to be like an eagle, we will spend time in a wilderness. We really will. Because in that wilderness, a wilderness is a place where the Lord teaches us, but it's also an area that we're somewhat protected, because in a wilderness, there's not too many people and things we have to deal with. kind of all alone. So guess what? Guess who we have to rely upon? The Lord. A wilderness experience can be a tremendous learning experience if we see it as a learning experience. The mother eagle knows the importance of having a nest and having the young eaglet be in the wilderness, because that's where she's going to be able to teach the eaglet what it needs to learn to soar all its life. But it's all because that nest is built in the wilderness. So does the Lord want us to flap our wings? No. Does He want us to be weary? No. Are there times we get weary? See, I don't want anyone to feel bad if you're tired or weary, okay? That's okay. God just doesn't want us to stay there. He doesn't want us to stay tired or weary. He's given us the ability in Him and through Him and through His Holy Spirit to be able to lift us up and cause us to begin to soar. But you know what it requires? No effort on your part or my part. The eagle just puts out its wings. That's all it does. Doesn't flap them. They're designed to do that. Just, that's it. And you've seen pictures, you've seen videos of an eagle soaring. They look like a small plane. And all they're doing is going, they're just enjoying the soaring aspect. When was the last time you soared like an eagle with the Lord? God is wanting us to soar. He's wanting us to go to new heights. He's wanting to take us to new places. And He's wanting us to be able to rise above the storm, not be in the storm. Storms teach us a lot. Storms develop Christian character in each and every one of us. But sometimes we get so beat down, we get so weary, we don't know how to get out of the storm. The eagle doesn't have that problem. The eagle knows, and there he goes above the storm. And he's looking down on the lightning, the thunder, the rain, no matter what it is. He's above the storm. And the storm is what caused him to rise above it. See, that's what the Lord wants us to understand. The storms of life are going to come. The storms of life happen. But God has given us the ability, just like the eagle, to use the storm to cause us to rise above it. And when we go to higher places, we're able to look down and see things with spiritual eyes, just as an eagle has the ability with that fine vision to look down and to see. Now, I'm going to have a song played here, and then I'm going to close. You want to pull that up for me back there?
Discerner of the heart. rest to those who run. There's comfort from the fight. Hope that never fails when the battle's all but lost. Faithful, trusted one, my victory has been.
Are you ready to soar like an eagle? I see a great blessing in what God's doing in this body as a body ministry. It's amazing. You know, when your hands are heavy and my hands are heavy, it's a whole lot easier when you got another brother on this side or another brother on this side that's holding you up. Some of you may be weary. Some of you may be tired. If you are and you need prayer, come on up. If you don't, then I'm going to close in prayer. Heavenly Father, oh, help us soar, Father. Help us be like an eagle. Help us to know that you want to lift us up above those storms of life. Yes, you place us in the wilderness at times. Yes, you place us in the midst of the storm. But you give us the ability to rise above that storm, to be able to look down upon that storm. You give us those keen eyes, the same keen eyesight that you give an eagle for its food when it dives for those fish. Lord, you want us to see more clearly the lost fish that you're wanting us to go after as fisher of men. So Lord, we just thank you that when we are weary, when we are tired, that we can mount up with wings as an eagle. We can run and not be weary, and we can walk with you, Lord, and not faint, because our trust and our strength is in you and not ourselves. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.